up on Golf Today, we spend a lot of time down in Naples, Florida, where the snowbirds go and where storylines are coming together at the CME Group Tour Championship. One big-time player is dealing with an injury. We'll tell you which one. How about some highlights from Dubai, where Rory and Colin and company are trying to win the European Tour season ender and avoid the water at the Risk Reward 18th, where a major champ suffered a brutal double bogey. And three-time PGA Tour winner Max Homa is celebrating his 31st birthday today. We honor the Twitter king, not with a game of Mad Libs, but Max Libs. Pull up a chair. It's Golf Today.
Golf Today, brought to you by PointsBet.
It is Golf Today. Happy Adele Day to everybody. Shane Bacon with Damon Hack. And D, we got some big news from one of the biggest stars in the game of golf. It has nothing to do with the golf course.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth and wife Annie welcome to baby boy Sammy on November the 14th. This is Jordan Spieth's social media. Mama and baby doing great, feeling blessed, never stressed. Congrats to family Spieth.
An unknown world, D Hack. I know it's been 10 years for you,
man.
But you talk about a completely unknown world when they let you leave the hospital.
Can you believe it? I still can't believe they let us leave with three infant four-pounders. I didn't want to leave. I'm like, no, don't leave. We actually had to drive down, you know, the Joe DiMaggio Highway in New York City to go home. I can't believe I'm driving home with three boys.
Yeah, the safety net of having the nurses around for two or three days.
They're
God
angels.
Bless every
They're
nurse
angels.
On this planet.
100%.
You help us out so much. Well, let's get into the LPGA.
Yes.
Got some great golf. The final event of the year, Race to the CME Globe. You see the big names atop the standings. Jin Young Ko leading. Nelly, Lydia Ko, those three paired and grouped together in the opening round. Patty Tabatanica went to a university in California, I'm told. Enby Park on that list as well. You see Lexi there so close last week. But some big names in the top 10.
Yeah, all 60 have a chance to win. But how about the big three? How'd they do? Well, that's number one, Nelly Korda, par four, 10th. I mean, can we just look at this golf swing all day long?
It's been her year. The year of Nelly.
Yeah.
The year where Nelly has screamed to the golf world, I am here, I am great, I'm not going anywhere. The playoff win last week just kind of picked up where she left off. Birdie, those final two holes, made a whole bunch of birdies on Thursday.
Yeah, there was one on the 10th. Here's her approach to the par 4, 11 from 132 yards. You can just tell by the body language, her eyes, I mean, she's liking these shots.
You know, Tiger said you close an eye, right? Hit him right at the flag, sick. Now here's Nelly at 16. Is it Lamborghini time, D?
Where are those Lambos?
Look at this. See the stare. She's loving it.
Ooh. Really, really good. It's about a couple feet away, another birdie. So she shoots 66 on Thursday. Yeah, definitely earned a right to smile. How about Jin Young Ko also in the frame?
D, is it Lamborghini time?
Every week we want Lambos.
This one nearly goes as well.
Four wins this season. Oh, and you can see exactly why. Hits it to a couple of inches. Birdie, she gets to minus one. A little bit of a slow start for her yesterday.
Made bogey at the first, the par five, but as you expect, bounces back, makes some birdies. That pours in there at the 10th. And now at 16.
Yeah, you can't really see the hole because of the umbrella. There we go.
Oh, nice.
Different camera angle. Same result. Birdie, three under, where she finished the day, opening round of 69.
All right, Lydia. Talked about being a third wheel. We'll get to that sound in a bit. Said, you know, you're playing alongside Jin Young and Nelly. All these wins, 9 worldwide combined victories this season. But Lydia's had a great year as well. Kind of a bounce back year for Lydia Ko.
Yeah, I called it redemptive. You called it necessary. This would be a 2-putt birdie to get to one under. Now on to the par 4, 10th.
This is her second. You talk about a simple golf swing. Mm. Not a lot can go wrong with that move there. Just about perfect in their tight. Get her to 3-under par where she finished. So the big three, Nelly 6-under par, Jin Young and Lydia 3-under par. They combined for 17 birdies in the opening round, 12-under par between those three. And, you know, talking third wheel, Lydia started the conversation on Wednesday saying she felt like a third wheel with Jin Young and Nelly.
Yeah, I told my moms that I'm going to be like third wheeling the two. I might be third in the race to CME, but I feel like I'm 100 compared to them. I think it's seldom that there's two that has a year like they did. You know, both having four wins, I think Nelly winning the gold medal, the stretch that Jin Young's had over the last 7-8 events, it's pretty incredible. And it's super impressive.
I kind of saw that video of Lid saying that she was third wheeling, but I felt like I was third wheeling because they were speaking Korean. I was like, oh, Jason, you want to talk to me? So it was fun. I like playing with them, and they played well, so it was nice.
Well, for some news on an ailing member of the Big Three, we turn to Amy Rogers down in Naples, Florida. Amy, what can you tell us about the state of Jin Young Ko?
Well, after Thursday's round, Jin Young Ko declined to speak with the media, her team saying that she was not feeling well. I had a chance to speak with her management team, who tells me that Ko has been dealing with some pain and what has been an ongoing left wrist injury. It's something that flared up last week at the Pelican Women's Championship, and she's been seeing a physio here on site this week to try and receive some treatment. When asked if Ko would be physically able to complete the week here, her team tells me that they are hopeful she will be able to complete these next three rounds here at the CME Group Tour Championship. Now, this is an injury she first spoke about back in April at the LA Open, and to try to mitigate this pain, she would stop practicing during the tournament weeks. That's something that she's continued to do over these last 2 weeks as well, not practicing and hitting any balls before her tournament rounds. Now, when she did arrive on site here today, she was seen putting and also hitting a few shots from the bunker. But she also took a prolonged break after the Olympics, and at that time it was also to avoid further aggravating that wrist injury. So she tried to get a break mid-season, even skipping that fifth major of the year to try and give herself a break. So this is something that she's been dealing with throughout this year. And so she will certainly be one to keep an eye on as we go through this final event of the season, as she still remains in that tight race with Nelly Korda for the Rolex Player of the Year and is just 5 strokes off the lead heading into this second round.
Yeah, everyone wishing Jin Young Ko the best. Amy Rogers down in Naples for us. She mentioned the race for the Rolex Player of the Year, Nelly Korda and Jin Young Ko. You currently see that Nelly Korda leads by 10 points entering this final event of the year. Now, it's interesting. Nelly talked about how much she actually pays attention to the race to the CME Globe standings.
I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing it, but I honestly don't think about it. Like, when I say it, I try not to think about it. I don't really look at the rankings such like that. I mean, if you want to know my honest opinion, I look at the money list, and that's all I look at. And then, obviously, world rankings. But, I mean, we're here. Everyone has a chance to win 1.5. Everyone, you know, everyone's playing good golf, and you need everything to be on your side to win. So I just tee it up, and I just try to take it one shot at a time. As boring as it sounds, I like that game plan. At the end of the day, right, CME, no matter if you're number one, right, there's no, I mean, when you're on the PGA Tour, you start at, what, 10 under or something? Like,
yeah,
on the LPGA,
right.
Everyone has a chance to win 1.5 if they get into this event. So
it's a winner-take-all type.
Yeah, so the CME points, like, going into this event, I mean, if you've qualified, then great. That's all that matters.
Is that anything, do you have any opinion one way or the other to see it change? That I'm not trying to suggest anything ridiculously complicated, but just having a purpose for a season-long race.
I think it would be cool. I mean, to have kind of playoffs would, I think, be really interesting and exciting. I think, you know, it would be cool if they kind of looked into it.
Oh, Damon, at just 23 years of age, Nelly speaking to the souls of kind of traditional golf fans. I only focus on the money list as well. Very, very cool interview there, by the way. I love that she said 1.5 and not 1.5 million. Nelly's had a cool season. Nelly is very cool, and it was interesting to hear her say that.
Yeah, Nelly Korda is a baller. I mean, she's old school. I think there's a reason why we've seen her have the success she's had at such a young age, because she doesn't seem like it to be too much for her. She's just very, very even keel. Very flat, and it's kind of interesting, the personality difference between her and her big sister. I think Jessica a little bit more emotive, a little bit more kind of up and down in the way that she rolls. And for Nelly Korda, it just looks like she's been there, done that, even though she's, you know, a newly minted number one, a major champ in 2021, an Olympic gold medal, But, you know, she sounds the way she sounds all the time. You know, she's not going to overthink it. She's not going to overstress it. And I think at the highest levels of golf, it's a good personality to have.
What's going to help her by looking at standings? I mean, how is that going to help who she is and what she's trying to do with her job? I mean, her job is to go out there and play the best golf she can play. Yeah. And it'll take care of herself. The listings, the standings, everything like that will take care of itself. And that's what she's done this season. I do want to go back to Jin Young Ko for just a moment. I mean, talking about injury, went out there and shot 3 under par. I mean, you don't have to go back too far for a player that was struggling with some injury that had some success in a season and an event. I mean, Bernhard Langer said he almost pulled out of the Charles Schwab Cup Championship in a first round on the third hole. Yeah. What did he do in the opening round? He shot 3 under. What did Jin Young Ko do on Thursday? Shot 3 under, and it ended up pretty well for Langer. So hopefully Jin Young Ko, if she's healthy, can take a page out of Bernhard's out of his book and maybe go out there and do what Bernhard was able to do in Phoenix.
Langer, you got Michael Jordan with the flu game. You got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar used to get migraine headaches and play some of the best basketball. Terrell Davis couldn't see with the migraine in the Super Bowl against the Packers. I mean, beware of the injured fill in the blank. Golfer, football player, basketball player, athlete.
Any athlete. And always beware of Jin Young Ko. She's pretty good at this sport. That's for sure. We got other highlights out there. We got plenty of big names playing. Well, you mentioned Jessica Quinn. Here at the par 5 17th is for birdie.
A winner already this season as well. Not to be forgotten. Here's Lexi Thompson and trying to keep that positive attitude despite the missed putts last week.
My favorite shot of the day right here at 17. This for eagle from off the green. You know, we focused a lot last week at the short putts missed at the end for Lexi, but she had a great putting week up to that point. And, I mean, that is a comfortable putter. You're able to roll that up there to a foot or two.
Yuka Saso from just off the green, U.S. Women's Open champ. The Olympic Club. Golf swing very similar to the one Rory McIlroy.
Here's Minji Lee at the par 4 13th, but it's worth talking about what she did earlier to this point. She birdied the third, the fourth, the fifth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth. That's 7 birdies in an 8-hole stretch. Tack on another birdie here, D.
Kind of how she closed out her first major at the Evian earlier this year. This is Kupcho, 2019 Augusta National Women's Amateur Champ. Jennifer is the first name. Making putts is her game.
7 under par is her round. Here's Mina Haraguy, par 3, 8.
Represented the U.S. in the Solheim Cup earlier this year.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Wow. They give you a Lamborghini door for that show? Give you a tire?
Upcap. All right, how about a 12-time LPGA winner? Se-Young Kim was the defending champ last week, par 3, 16th hole from just off the green, just into the cup. Make birdie to finish at -7.
Yeah, it's a heavy, heavy leaderboard right now. A lot of big names. Here's Jungmin Lee, 6, just at the 16th. Lengthy birdie effort.
Oh, a little body English knee bend. She won the 2019 U.S. Women's Open at the Country Club of Charleston.
Mm-hmm. One of the great cities in America. Now at the 18th, trying to finish things up with a birdie and a solo lead. And that one curls in the right side. 8 under par for Lee, 6.
Yeah, it was at that Evian where she was in the driver's seat, wobbled down the stretch, and ultimately lost in a playoff to Minji Lee in that major championship. She has bounced back 8 under on Thursday.
Time for the best things I heard, we heard, you heard, everybody heard, and it is Mina Haraguy. Did you see this?
Yes.
Mina talking about the 1.5, if you will, Nelly kind of throwing 1.5 around there, but what would you do if you took home $1.5 million?
I would buy a house for sure, and I'm going to buy a bunch of Jordan shoes. I do enjoy basketball, but I just think the shoes itself, like, they just look so cool to me. So just whenever I see a really cool pair, it's hard for me to pull the trigger sometimes. But when I can't stop thinking about a pair, that's when I'll definitely get one.
Yeah. What's the most you've spent on a pair of Jordans?
Not that much. $250 is my max so far, but I might splurge a little bit depending on how this week goes.
Thanks.
I feel you, Mina. They're not cheap, yeah, but they are so pretty, aren't they?
They're really cool. This is a reaction. This was the Solheim Cup. Some Jordans. You know you'll have the Jordans when you're filming the box open.
Those are sweet. Sweet, with the stars and stripes. Those are solid. Wow. Very nice. I bet those are more than $250. I'm just saying.
Yeah, those are limited edition. A limited edition. I mean, we live in a world, a sneaker world.
Yeah.
I love sneakers. I buy probably too many sneakers.
You bring in a nice pair of sneakers every day.
You could buy a lot of sneakers with $1.5 million. You buy 6,000 pair of Jordans at the price point she's talking about. I mean, This is what we get excited about. And the fact that even athletes go on the sneaker app to look up and see if they're able to get them. And obviously, P.J. Tucker's kind of the king of the sneaker game. He was wearing a one of 80 pair of shoes in the world yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, this is the things you think about when $1.5 million is floating around.
And think about how long Jordans have been in our life. I mean, my kids are asking for Jordans already. You know, just do your homework and practice your violin. I mean, those things are expensive. I mean, but they are beautiful, too.
Pat Perez, collection that Pat Perez has with the Jordan shoes, I mean, wears them out on the golf course each and every week. But, I mean, this is – you talk about Kevin Kisner and no hobby. I mean, this is no hobby. That is a great collection and a great setup. And Pat Perez, if you are thinking about a shoe, he's got it somewhere in that closet.
Yeah, that picture says, I've been on the PGA Tour for two decades.
That's what
and those are some sweet. I mean, I just like, you know, what size is he? I'm a 13, Pat. You know, I'll take some hand-me-downs.
Pat, send a couple of extra pair. By the way, I knew we were talking about it today. So
there you go. Like I said.
Those are Jordan Lowe's. Is that the first time somebody's put a shoe on the desk here before?
I'm going to keep mine down. I'm keeping mine down.
I'm just telling you. I had to do it.
I'm not going to keep mine down.
Get it up. This is what we do on Friday.
I got some Nikes, too. I mean, these are. What do you think?
I'm into them.
See, I'm playing tennis with the wife today. So after the show, I'm just going to, you know, I'll change socks.
So we have now gone shoes on the show and goggles on the show on Thursday and Friday.
That means it's November.
A one-hour show. We got plenty more to come. We got highlights from the DP World Tour Championship. Rory always has nice sneakers as well. Was off to a great start. The question is, how did he finish?
Oh,
wasn't great.
Bring it home, Rory.
We'll give you the highlights. Back on golf today, and this week the Rolex Series concludes at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Images from around Dubai. We've got big names in the field. Including Mr. Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa.
Yeah, it's a good field. The city of this area, this region has just grown. You see the pictures, you know, the oasis is like empty, and then you got these huge, tall buildings that have sprouted in the desert. How about an open champ from 2019, Shane Lowry, fifth hole, par five.
Carrying just a bit of speed. Does not matter when it's hole. Helps the situation. Get him to 500 par. Here's Rory, just his second hole to par five.
Detailed his love of this part of the world, this golf game. So that's going to be pretty well done. Flops to 5 feet. Make that birdie to get to 800. He's cruising at this point.
Yeah, we're going to dive into some of the great pitches set from Rory a little bit later. That one of them. Here's Sam Horsfield at the sixth.
Florida Gator, Palmer Cupper. Got him to six under.
Now we'll go to the seventh of par five. Oh, he likes it. He's a fan.
He worked it right to left yesterday, a little left to right.
I would say that's how he probably drew it up in his mind.
Man. He talked about kind of just being a shot shaper.
Be an athlete, Matt. Roy, let's be an athlete.
Yeah, visualize. Use the brain. How about the University of New Mexico product? This is a three-time European Tour winner, John Catlin. 12-hole, par four for birdie. Oh, nice. Likes it. 65. 10 under through 36.
Go back to Shane Lowry, a candidate for the nine on Monday's show with this one. Straight up in the air, no green to work with, no problem.
Yeah, it's impossible for a double-digit handicap, but not for a major champ. Makes it for equal to the nine under.
I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday who was just touting Horsfield. Said he thinks he has the potential to be number one in the world at some point. Wow. That's how talented this guy is. Pours that in for birdie, get him to nine under par. Go back to Lowry here at the 15th.
Yeah, we saw what the Ryder Cup meant to him, just being a part of that incredible experience, even in defeat. More big things for him, you have to think, of 2022.
Oh, no. I don't like that we're showing this. No.
Oh.
Why? We don't show a lot of three-foot par saves if they go in.
No.
Show them if they miss, though. That drops him back to nine under par.
How about this, though?
Nice chip.
Okay.
Good chip.
You're saying chip a lot.
But saving most of chip talk for later. Chip talk will be just about 5 minutes from now. Here at 16.
Wow.
Drops.
It's to 11 under. Just bring it home, Rory.
We got to show him play 18. We got to show this.
One hole to go.
Got to show him here at 18. Leading at 11 under par. And Rory
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
Hit it where you can't hit it. That's left in trouble. It would make a double bogey to close. You get to the 18th, and you're thinking three or four, and you walk away with seven. But you're still very much in the conversation here. Three players at 10 under par. You see Rory at 9 under 70 after that double bogey at the last.
Yeah, one of the things that Rory said was, hey, maybe this was my bad round. I got it out of the way, and he's still right there in the mix of shot back. But you hate that with his third shot into a risk-reward finisher. That's got to be a tough way to finish your day.
Looked almost a bit confused, like confused that it came up short, surprised that it was there and it kicked left into the penalty area there. But, yeah, that's seven. Again, you think about that moment and you think about that golf shot on Sunday, you know, if he's tied for the leader, one back, and you're going to go back to kind of that seven there, but still plenty of golf to go. I said chips a lot.
I counted like eight.
A lot of,
eight
of chips.
Yeah.
It's time for Rory's chips and chips. We're going to do a good chip, bad chip here. So what's your favorite chip, D-Hack? What's your favorite chip out there?
My go-to has got to probably be the Cool Ranch.
Oh, OG great chip.
Yeah.
Much like that. Perfect.
Okay.
Always plays.
Yeah.
Chips that right in, did Rory McIlroy. Now, at the par five, didn't have a great second shot. It was on the upslope, and I'd say that was kind of a salt and vinegar chip.
Yeah.
Not everybody loves them.
Yeah, that's like a last resort chip for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the last bag at Subway. Now here at the 15th, this kind of the flippy chip.
Ooh.
That may be a Pringle.
I like the Pringle. I can never eat just one either. You open up that the top, the plastic thing, and then the metal, you're done. You got to have
day.
The whole thing.
It's not making it more than one day. So now at 18, you saw the shot he hit in the penalty area, and that was just, that was not having chips.
Yeah.
That was you go to get a sandwich, and the restaurant doesn't even offer chips as an option. It's like potato salad or something as a side. I mean, we know Rory's short game, it can come and go, and a lot of the time we focus on the putting, but the short game's actually been pretty solid throughout his career. 2018, 18th in strokes gained around the greens. 2019, 19th on the PGA Tour in strokes gained around the green. Again, I think sometimes we mix up the putting and the chipping. You know, if players are famously not great putters, we think about them as all short game. It's all encompassing. And Rory's a guy that can really, really get the ball up and around the hole, and he has so many opportunities with the par fives and drivable par fours. But we saw some good from Rory, and we saw some not so good.
You mentioned something before we got on the air that I want to bring up, and you talked about Rory's body language from time to time, when he misses putts or he hits a poor chip. There's a lot of this, a lot of that. Do you want him to kind of be a little bit more poker face?
Well,
what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like when you watch, you know, we always bring Tiger up when we have these conversations, but I'm not going to bring Tiger up. I want to bring up Brooks Koepka, because Brooks Koepka's been the great major champion of this generation. For Brooks Koepka, he doesn't ever give anybody anything about the golf game. If he mishits a golf shot, if he doesn't hit a great putt, I always go back to the Masters, battling it out with Tiger Woods. The shot on 12, it was no reaction from Koepka off the face. Would have had no idea.
Right.
The putts on 17 and 18, he didn't have great putts, especially on the 18th hole, but there was no reaction. There's none of that head up in the air. I just feel like, again, when Rory's kind of trying to go back to who he was in 2014, I think this is a part of it. I really do.
Yeah.
I think the body language on the golf course for Rory McIlroy, it's just, again, being the baddest guy on the, in
gotta
the field.
Gotta be. He's been that.
You
before.
Are the baddest guy in golf. Your resume says that, and it's reminding him throughout not just the bag, but just throughout the entire 4 hours, the entire experience of a golf tournament. Just don't show anybody your cards.
Yeah.
You don't hit a great putt. There's no reason to kind of blame the read or blame maybe what happened on the greens. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. But I would like that body language just to be a little bit more kind of even keel, almost a little bit more like Nelly Korda on the golf course.
I brought it up because you mentioned it before the show, and then I was paying attention during that highlight of Rory McIlroy. Well, Rory is not one of the players who can win the race to Dubai this year. Colin Morikawa, Minwoo Lee, Billy Horschel been traveling the world this year. Matty Fitzpatrick, Tyrrell Hatton gave us a lot to talk about yesterday, and Paul Casey. So let's get some highlights from these guys. Now, you noticed Paul Casey, was he rocking the beard?
Great, looks excellent, Paul Casey. He's kind of got, he's like sneaking into the Jimmy Kimmel All-Stars, you know, where the beard plays.
Should
leave it.
Leave the beard. A little gray in that beard.
Gray in that beard is Colin Morikawa. Not gray yet. Colin Morikawa.
Did this make the chips, by the way? Did we get this in the chips?
It was a Rory.
Rory focus chips.
We'll do Colin chips on Monday.
Colin chips on Monday. I got the five. How about the two-time European Tour winner, Minwoo Lee? We had Minji Lee highlights earlier. This is brother.
This at the par 313.
Ooh.
Perfectly dialed. Make that
69 today. more and more comfortable out there on the European Tour. Billy Horschel, he's become like an ambassador, a world traveler.
This year especially.
Yeah.
He's played a lot of places, played on the European Tour, played a lot of PGA Tour golf, been everywhere. Hasn't had it this week, though. Mm. Struggled in the opening round. Kind of got it back in the second round, but you see that, found the penalty area, double bogey, shot 70, couple under par. Here's Morikawa at the fifth.
I think he's the most underrated player in the game today. I'm just going to say that. I don't know why that left to my mind, but I think he should be on more commercials, have more endorsements, and be talked about even more.
I could see that coming quickly, especially with what we just saw this season. I mean, if he picks up, for goodness sakes, another major in 2022, how do you not put him on every billboard in the world? That was a great putt there from Paul Casey. Here's Matt Fitzpatrick at the 18th.
Had a lot of success in this tournament at this hole. A little wave to the crowd. Under 5 under.
And Mr. Underrated, here's Colin Morikawa at the 18th. This was dialed. Perfect layup. And, you know, I mean, it's like he's playing bags, you know. He just throws it on the board.
Yeah, he has been just a breakout star, in my opinion. You see the Race to Dubai projections after the second round. Colin Morikawa in a very good spot. 8 under par, trying to add just another huge accolade to what will clearly be a career that ends up in the World Golf Hall of Fame.
You've heard it a million times, D. You'd rather be lucky than good
yes.
in the game of golf. Well, pros are luckier than we are almost all the time because they're very good at golf, and then they occasionally get the breaks that we'd never get. Here was Colin Morikawa today at the 17th. It was kind of the island green, tough hole to hit. It was into the wind. Look at the bounce off the stake.
Ooh.
Keep it in play.
All right. I mean, when you're a two-time major champ, you're going to get breaks like this.
Look at this kick. That's not happening to you and I.
Yeah.
He'd save par there. You get that up and down to save par. And we started to ask the newsroom, you know, other moments in the history of golf
yes.
where the pros have been much luckier than us. And a couple of instances popped up. I'll take you to Davis Love
yes.
the third. You remember this? 2003, as we flash back. This was the Open. It was leading at this point, Royal St. George's. Oh, and he's eyeing it. He's eyeing it for a reason.
He'll be right.
Oh, see a ball. That's gone.
Oh!
Nope. The assist?
Those stakes look thicker than the ones in the States. I'm just saying, people. Am I crazy?
And there are a lot of them.
And there are a lot of them.
A lot of them. Here's Brandon Stone. This was 2018 Carnoustie.
Yeah, it's the South African who won the Scottish Open the week prior. Vanderbilt's like, hey!
Where was my break?
Hey!
Make par on 18?
Come on.
He shot 68 that day. You know, they always say dinner will taste better. You know, lunch will taste better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you order two lunches.
You order that happens. With chips, with a lot of chips.
A lot of chips, get fries, get everything. If you're getting this bounce, one more look at it.
It's incredible. I mean, that's golf. They call it the rub of the green, right?
So that's 2 to 3 strokes saved.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, you have to factor in where your personality goes
yes.
after that ball goes out of bounds. And the fact that it bounces in and is saved right there, I mean, that's quite unbelievable. We've seen some great bounces, grandstand bounces.
Yeah.
We've seen them kick off trees back into fairways. But when you get the OB stake bounce into
man.
Play, it is your week.
And just like we talked about Rory potentially, what that double will mean for his week, maybe that bounce for Colin Morikawa could mean victory come Sunday. So still to come on Golf Today, we're celebrating the birthday. Great friend of the program, Max Homa, getting deep into his 30s. Actually, he's in his early 30s. I'm just teasing. The L.A. native, we're going to do a little game of Max Libs.
I'm into it.
Return.
We are back. We have some early round 2 action. This is taking place on Friday, which is today.
This is today. Damn. This is Harris English, not Hudson Swafford, we think. We think. That's Harris.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not a good chip there. We got 21 feet left for par.
Do you know it's 21 feet, or are you guessing?
I walked it. I paced it. I've been there.
Yeah,
I've stepped that off. That very fun.
Range
finder. Actually played the pro-am with Brendan Todd years ago at Seaside Course.
How'd you play?
I played okay for me.
Par threes?
Wasn't a disaster. Par threes were good.
Webb Simpson. It's been a quiet year for Webb Simpson.
It has.
Open 2022 brings a little more Webb.
Yeah.
Normalcy with the golf game.
Didn't make the Ryder Cup team. Odd. Because he's kind of a glue guy, solid guy.
Put him with anybody. Here's Robert Streb at the second.
Two-time champ, the RSM Classic. Oh, not what he wants to do. That's a bogey. Going to drop the three under.
But Justin Rose, par four second.
Odd seeing him playing here and not in Dubai this week, you would think.
Good point. It's a good point. He's playing well, though. Five under. You see there in there tight. Has that for a birdie. See if he can roll that in.
I think we're seeing a little renewed energy from Justin, kind of as he's getting into his 40s and knows that the hours are getting a little late.
Good putt. This is Weber.
Oh, Webb. Another bogey for a player who lost to Tyler Duncan in that playoff a couple years ago.
Looking at the leaderboard as it stands right now, 10 under the lead. You see some at 9 under, but we're highlighting a one Kevin Kisner for one reason only. I see a notable at 153rd on the leaderboard. He's at plus 4. Why are we showing you that? Well, Damon Hack was extremely confident about Kevin Kisner just a day ago.
Check him out. Let's check out the body language. Oh, the Golden Isles. Beautiful spot. Let's see what he's working on right now. A little wedge play, perhaps. If you got a little tight lie. Oh, he looks good. I mean, that's going to be – that's a 66 today. I mean,
so is
right?
this – how could we make it earlier to look at a player about a bet for 4 days? Can we see him getting out of his vehicle?
Maybe.
Maybe what, getting out of the car?
Cereal?
How he
did
what he drove
what
to the course?
Starbucks? Yeah, when you had your coffee? I mean, this
to
is
to get
good.
The Trenta. Too much caffeine.
The nitro? The nitro could be a little bit crazy. You'd be a little bit – a little bit heady. I just love seeing Kevin Kisner. I mean, obviously, he's talked about his comfort level. He went to Georgia. He played every year there at the SEC Championship. Spent a year after college living there, spending time there. I said yesterday he's kind of a budding Davis Love III when it comes to the Golden Isles. You like that?
Well, we haven't had to do this yet. But
this was bad.
We present what we like for the week. Do you want to take a mulligan?
I do.
There was a 66 predicted there.
I thought I said 76.
Yeah, well, then.
Oh, you shot 76.
Yeah.
I predicted 66.
Still looked great on the range getting warmed
he
up.
He did.
But not his day on Thursday.
And he had a great picture with Kira K. Dixon. He was looking like the man. I was very confident this would be an almost easy week for Kevin Kisner. Maybe he's working on his game. Is something going on? Maybe he's thinking about 2022. He won at Sedgefield just 3 months ago. Another of his happy places. Talking about the all-time money winner here at this tournament.
So he shot 76, but it's the opening round. And we've had some notable high scores in professional golf that went on to win. I mean, 76 is kind of the number.
I'm just looking for a top 10, kids.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to win. Finish fifth, finish eighth, we'd be happy with you. But bounce back.
Okay.
The bounce back is very, very important.
Yeah, it's hard to do. It's hard to do. I mean, especially the wind is up, as we saw in this second round, early going. He's even those first three holes. So I'm not going to be checking my phone. Like, I usually check my phone. Just text me if he makes a move.
You know, sometimes you have to work on your birthday. That's part of being an adult.
Yeah.
Occasionally you got to work on your birthday. It's helped if you're a professional golfer and you work on your birthday because that means you get to play at least 18 holes.
That's pretty cool.
Max Homa's birthday today, 31 years of age.
And, oh, man, three-time winner on the PGA Tour, Cal Bear.
Played well yesterday.
Great round yesterday and a great follow, I would say, on social media.
He is on social. Just got on Twitter.
This is going to be fun. We're going to play a little Max Lib.
Max Lib. So these are tweets from Max.
Okay.
And we are filling in the blanks for some of his great tweets that our producer pulled. So you ready for this?
You're a favorite. You're installed as a favorite here.
Yeah,
you're pretty close with Max.
We'll see here. You know what happens with the favorite. All right, here we go. First ones first. When you get to the course after a long night and they say it's blank, blank, blank with the famed, memed Roger face.
Closed on Monday.
I think I know this one. I think it's Carpath only. I think it's Carpath only.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. Is it Carpath only?
That was a recent one. I remember that one. All right.
The Rogers face just happened. All right, you got number two.
I got number two. Mirrors and hotel elevators give you one last opportunity to feel blank about yourself before entering the general public. I'll just say good.
I'll say handsome.
Insecure.
So true. Depends on which route you go.
Yeah,
that's feeling
right.
Great. Yep. The mirror can be your friend. You're not feeling great. The mirror is not your friend. All right. A few things I tell my younger self, if possible. Blank won't play a major role in your life, so stop worrying. You'll be more proud of not having blank than having blank. And your email address, screen name, does not need to be creative. Just use your name, which is great advice, by the way, the third thing. All right, so we'll start with the top one there, D. It's blank won't play a major role in your life, so stop worrying.
Money.
See, I think it's, this is sad that I know this. I think it's some math thing. It's like trigonometry or geometry or something like that. The second one is you'll be more proud of not having blank than having blank.
You'll be more proud of not having...
I'm gonna go frosted tips. Like frosted tips is my guess.
Frosted flakes?
Frosted tips.
Oh, frosted tips.
Oh, quicksand won't play. And what's the second one? Is it really frosted tips?
It's frosted tips.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm actually embarrassed that I know that.
And we move on. I'm getting dusted as I thought I would. I just blank without my mom telling me I had to. Miracles do happen. Thank you guys for all your support. What a day. Hashtag blessed. I just shaved?
I think it's either made my bed or like brushed my teeth or flossed my teeth. And this is really embarrassing.
My bed.
I don't look at his tweets.
Daily.
I promise you I don't. All right, last one. The airplane, middle seat, the most consistent blank, blank, blank.
Pain in butt.
I think I had something similar. I think I said a humble pie. What is it? Oh,
miscut
now that's
very,
very, very good. You know, Max said the whole thing about a few things I'd tell my younger self.
Yeah.
What I think he does, always done so well in social media, and we joke a lot about Twitter and all that, it's just being himself.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the keys to being an adult is being yourself. And when you are yourself and true to yourself, I mean, he pokes fun at himself, has fun on social media, jokes with other people. We know all the roasting my swing stuff. But at the end of the day, you're getting literal thoughts from one of the best golfers in the world, and that's why the interest is there.
Tell you what, you're in your 30s. He's in his 30s. I'm staring down the barrel at 50. I mean, I'm kind of aging myself out of the Twitter humor. Like, I thought it was a donut, a bagel.
So
I got none of them.
So we'll do David Duvall Twitter next week.
Yeah,
is that
perfect.
Fine with you?
We'll
fill in David Duvall Twitter next week. All right, plenty more to come, including CME Group Tour Championships, more highlights, and Brentley joins the program. What does Nelly Korda think about being the new face of women's golf? We'll find out in a bit.
Golf Central Update, brought to you by Callaway Golf.
Second round highlights from Naples. Jin Young Ko dealing with a wrist injury, as reported by our own Amy Rogers. This is the par 5 first, her third.
Hey, bogey here on Thursday. I don't think she's going to make bogey today.
Right, makes birdie from 15 feet. Hopefully she's hoping for that. This is Lydia Ko, par 5 first, her third. Another great shot. They both got about 15 feet to come. So here is Jin Young Ko. I had the early call, the very early call, and rolls it in. So she gets to 4 under, looking for some momentum. And I said, beware of the injured golfer. This is Jin Young Ko, left side, the par 4 second. I mean, you know what I'm speaking of, Shane. I mean, sometimes when you're hurt, you're injured, it just simplifies things for you. You're not overthinking it.
Why? We talked about it last week with Langer. I mean, you know, the way he was kind of bunting it around the golf course.
Yeah.
And he wasn't trying to, I mean, he's not a guy that's going to overpower any golf course at this point in his career, but he wasn't trying to take on anything. He was really just trying to simplify it. I think you're spot on with it. It can, at times, make you play an easier round of golf.
Lydia Ko rolls that in. Birdie gets to 4 under. Birdie's available. Fantastic weather down in Naples. A little cooler today than yesterday. And Jin Young Ko, train is rolling this morning.
2 through 2.
It's the 5 under as we welcome in our Brentley Romine. Take a look at that second round pairing off to a great start. Now, Brentley, everybody chasing Nelly Korda in the women's game. How is she in terms of a comfort level of being this new face of women's golf?
Well, first off, when Nelly was a kid, the faces of the LPGA in her mind were Lorena Ochoa and MB Park, and then Michelle Wee, then Lexi Thompson. Now, though, Nelly said there's really not a single face. There's no Tiger. There's no Rory. I mean, you have Jin Young Ko, Lydia Ko, even MB Park still, two in extent. But if I had to pick one, it would be Nelly. I mean, she's got the power. She's got the ball striking. She's got the pedigree. She knows how to win. Olympic gold medalist. And just 23 years old. Now, when asked about it, Nelly said she didn't know how she quite felt about it yet. On one hand, she still feels like a kid out here, and that pressure takes a little bit of the fun out of playing golf. But then on the other hand, she loves a challenge, and there's really no bigger challenge than being put on a pedestal with some of the past LPGA greats. So she did say, ask me next year, I might have a better answer. And I tend to agree with her. Jin Young Ko is still really good, and we got a young player at Stanford right now by the name of Rose Zhang who might have something to say about that.
Brinley, they tell me you can do a lot of things with $1.5 million. I don't know that for a fact, but what are some of the players saying they'd do if they took home the big check?
Well, Shane, I know you're a big fan of the stars and the cars. There's a lot of players who are looking for a little bit of an upgrade in that department. Minji Lee wants an SUV. Weilin Shi, she's hoping to maybe trade in her SUV for a BMW sports car. A lot of houses. Hannah Green, she already won $1 million earlier this year for the Aon Risk Reward. Soyeon Ru's moving to Vegas. She'll be in the market there soon. I thought the most heartfelt answer, though, was from Megan Kang. For those who don't know her story, check out Randall Mell's article from a couple years ago on golfchannel.com. But she wants to tear down her parents' house in Massachusetts and build their dream home. And Yuka Sasso, 20 years old, she had the most mature answer. She's just going to save it.
That is a great immature answer. Just between friends, Brentley, you got 1.5 coming down the pike. What would you do with it?
That's a great question. You know, I haven't had much experience spending that kind of money, but I'm in the middle of a home renovation right now. And for those who have been through that process, I would probably just go ahead and buy a brand new home. I donate a little bit of it to the National Kidney Foundation. That's a foundation near and dear to my heart. And I may buy a little bit of Bitcoin with what I have left over.
Hey, Brentley, Bitcoin buyer. Bitcoin, there you go. Brentley. All right. I like the answers. Brentley, appreciate the time as always. Second round coverage, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Eastern on golfchannel.com. Well, we're getting closer and closer to the 19th hole.
We are.
I've got one of my favorite hats of the day ever, by the way.
Can't wait.
The 19th hole. This is Matt Hamilton, 2018 Winter Olympian, Olympic gold medalist in curling. Oh, yeah. You never start grinding, never stop grinding. Always grinding.
Is he a lefty, maybe? Is he a lefty?
And get him on the team.
How about that? A lot of lefty talk this week. Yeah, can't wait for Beijing. I'm very, very excited. So this is it, huh? It's been quite a week, some season enders going on.
Got a lot of golf concluding, and yeah. I teased this on social media yesterday. I got a hat in the mail. I played the golf course. I got a hat in the mail from a good friend of mine, Clay Yon, sent it. It is one of the coolest logos in golf. I believe it's a top five golf logo. So let's see if you can get this.
Okay.
We could drive to this golf course.
Ooh, good
from
hint,
here.
Good hint.
You don't need an extra tank of gas either. One tank.
One tank.
One tank. Do you know it?
I think that's myopia.
That is myopia.
Yes, all right.
Let's keep zooming. You got to get in there tight on that bad boy.
That's pretty sweet.
It is such a good hat. Look at that thing. It is a great, great, great logo. 1898, 1901, 1905, 1908 U.S. Opens at myopia. The first hole, by the way, is about 320 yards. And our caddy said, you never want to hit a driver there. Don't hit a driver. And I'm sitting there going, 300 yards, not even trouble there. I hit it 2 yards right of the green. The green slopes like this. Auto bogey. And that is why you always listen to your caddy.
God, listen to your caddy.
That's why you listen to your caddy.
I tell you what, man, we got a short season, as we know, in the Northeast. But the quality of golf here, public, private, you name it, you can't beat it. The history, the richness, the difficulty of the golf courses here. But the diversity, the quality, you just can't beat it here. We're in the best part of the country, in my opinion, for golf.
It's not forced tough golf. That's what I love. You're not going to lose a whole bunch of golf balls. It's not tricky. It doesn't make you try harder than you have to. At times, it'll trick you into trying on golf shots like the driver at the first at myopia. But it's just laid out so perfectly. It's so old school in the way the architecture and the golf courses are presented that I'm with you. I mean, we've been here for a year. I've got to check off some great golf in the Northeast. And I cannot wait for the next season.
Buddy of mine, whenever he makes a bogey, he says, man, this hole's tricked up. As if, you know, anytime he makes a bogey.
It's the hole's fault. It's not his fault.